looking for that perfect place to live, or maybe it's a piece of ground where you can build your dream home. Whether you're buying or selling, look no further than Homestead Auction Realty for all your real estate needs. See broker Darren Tabor at his office on North Main Street. Catch him on the web, or you can call him at 965-9999. Welcome to this week's post-game show. Coach Starnes, we have had a couple of days to reflect on a 29-20 loss to Trigg County, our home opener. I know it was very painful. Has it eased up over the weekend,
the long weekend? You know it hasn't. You know, I mean, these types of games always bother me because, you know, wins are hard to get. They're hard to come by. I'm not taking anything away from Trigg County because I thought their kids played hard. We had them down 14-0, and they were still fighting there towards the end. In our eyes, I think that we just simply handed them the ball game. And, you know, it as we said in the podcast before, you know, this is a game where we see where we are. It's a measuring stick. And so what that showed me was that we're pretty decent when everything's clicking, and we're very average when it's not. And so we have to make sure that we go back to the drawing board and take care of those. You know, we have to protect the football. You have to not make stupid mistakes, because I think there was a penalty there that really stopped the drive that we could have done something with, and then we get, because it was 3rd and 1 at the time, and then you come back and you have 4th and 1 as opposed to 3rd and 16. So I think that things like that and then not protecting the ball, you know, those things happen. And we just have to make sure that we understand that, improve from it, learn from it, and get better and move forward.
Your starting running back, Devin Nesbitt, he started out the game and I thought was really good, but then I think he'd been sick all week.
It's hard because you have your starting running back who has been sick, and that affects your play calling. Then we put Gavin Dickerson in, and now he's going both ways, and he gets tired, and so we're limited to what we can do. And so, we have to struggle and find the plays that can make things happen. But I'm gonna tell you, it wasn't that we had opportunities to win the ball game. We had opportunities that we have to execute on that we just didn't execute. It comes down to Trigg County made the plays when they needed to, and we did not. And you know, we have a chance to kick a field goal and tie the ball game up 23-23, and it wasn't successful. So, you know, we just have to make sure, as we told the kids, we have to focus on every play, every down, every time. You can't lose your focus. You can't read the wrong play on the armband and be 10 guys running one play and one guy running a different play. Just so happened to be that guy that's running a different play is who it's supposed to go to, and so therefore it starts a bad situation right off the bat. And so, you know, it's very simple. It's I didn't have the kids ready to play, and we weren't ready, and we didn't win the ball game.
We did have, like you said, some opportunities in the second half. We only punted one time in this football game. Otherwise, we turned it over on downs. We threw a turnover, 3 interceptions, and that fumble there on the next last drive of the game. And just turnovers are very costly.
You know, and games are won and lost by that. And if it didn't, they wouldn't keep up with the turnover ratio, and it makes a big difference. So
Trigg was near perfect. I mean, they dropped one ball and recovered it. The only one they dropped.
Yeah, well, they put the ball on the ground a couple times, and we had an opportunity to get them. We just didn't get them.
Maybe on a punt.
On a kickoff. Kickoffs that we had an opportunity to, and I think there was one time that they did fumble. But, I mean, you know, I have to give credit to Trigg County. It's 2 weeks in a row that they got behind early, and they continued to fight and won both of those ball games.
Quarterback, Cameron Jordan, was obviously the difference in the game. 162 yards, of course, 82 on that last that touchdown run there at the end of the game that put the nail in the coffin. But he was tough.
You know, he's a hard runner, and we knew that. We knew that they were going to try to run him, and and the number one. So we felt like we had a good game plan going into that. We just didn't make the plays. And you know, another thing, you know, when you have 22 missed tackles in the course of a game, that makes a big difference as well. So,
but is number one the kid coming in, Tashawn Barker? I mean, he was a scary guy, but he finished with negative 5 yards.
Yeah, I mean, we contained him. We contained him. You know, yeah. So you know, it wasn't hard to understand that the quarterback was going to try to run the football, and we just never could make the adjustment on it and allowed him to have a big game.
And we beat him in every category except the scoreboard. We had more first downs. You know, fewer penalties, more yards passing. You know, they had a few more yards rushing, but again, 82 of those came. They had about 100 yards rushing until that last play.
Yeah, you know, Chris, it's very simple. It all comes down to the turnover ratio. And when you turn the ball over four times, you're not going to expect to win against teams that are decent. You might do it against teams that are bad. But when you have teams that are decent, then you know, you're just not going to win ball games like that. And if we don't understand, and you know, we talked about this last year, if you don't understand, you have to protect the ball and live to play another down. You know, it's okay, it's all right to not get the play that you have to get the first down at that particular point. You know, it's okay. You know, you got another down. And there's times where we have to understand that, and we just don't understand that right now. And you know, I mean, we keep talking about it, but the players have to execute, and they have to do it.
Of course, our passing game was pretty, other than the interceptions, was pretty good. Hunter had 187 yards passing, had six different guys catch passes, of course. Ethan Dossett had 10 catches for 148 yards, far beyond anybody else. The next in line would have been Brandon Lamey. He had 3 catches for 25. Can you become too one-dimensional passing the ball, or is that just Ethan's the guy making the plays?
Well, Ethan is the one that's making the plays. If you go back and look at it, we weren't trying to force it. It's not a matter of trying to force the ball to a certain receiver. It's just not. It's a matter of not executing. It's a matter of underthrowing, overthrowing. But that becomes that's mechanics. And when mechanics go, your technique goes, then so does the ball. And we have to understand that. You know, you can't have poor mechanics and poor technique and expect to throw a perfect pass. And I think that those are things that we have to work on. We have to improve. You know, going back and watching the film, it's not a matter of this is the only guy that we're going to throw it to, and we're trying to force it in there because and somebody else was open. That wasn't the case at all. I can tell you this though, in Ethan's defense, Ethan Dossett is playing outstanding.
Yeah, he is.
He's just phenomenal.
With a lot of confidence.
And you know, and that's good to have. You know, you like to have guys like that. And I would venture to say, if you watch college football and even the pros, you know, you have certain receivers that you know that you want to throw to because it's there. Yeah. The timing's there. You know, they work well with one another, and it's okay as long as you don't try to just force it to them when somebody else is open. And I don't think that's the case at all.
Of course, Ethan was the player of the game on offense. On defense, and your lineman of the game was the same guy, Adam Beavers. What a game. 18 tackles. He had 10 solos, 8 assists, sack, 3 tackles for loss, a batted pass.
Yeah.
I don't know what else he could do.
No, I mean, you know, I tell you what, just outstanding playing defensively. There's a couple of plays on offense that I'd like to see him work on and become a little bit better, but he will. He, you know, we'll work on that. Defensively, you know, he lines up on one side of the ball and he has 18 tackles, you know, 10 solos and 8 assists. You know, but, I mean, it's just he has a sack, he has three tackles for losses, he has a bad pass, just all over the football field, you know.
Really contained them on the outside for the most part. The quarterback got out there a couple of times, but where he hurt us late was up the middle.
Yeah, and you know, it just goes back to – you know, doing the things that you're coached to do, and pressing the line of scrimmage and making plays. You know, our defense is gap control defense always. And so if they're running up the middle, there's somebody supposed to be in that gap. And if you're not in that gap, you're somewhere you're not supposed to be, and therefore there's going to be a hole. So we have to understand that, and we just don't understand it right now. We're not pressing the line of scrimmage. You know, we're not attacking the line of scrimmage. You know, as second-level players, you have to be able to play the run and react to pass. And, you know, they weren't throwing the ball that much. They were running the football. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be able to press that line of scrimmage, and we weren't doing it. And had we pressed the line of scrimmage, we'd have made a lot more plays at the line of scrimmage instead of giving them big first downs.
Well, it sounds like what you're saying, and maybe this is a silver lining if we can find one in this game, is it sounds like the mistakes we made were mental, and those can be corrected. It wasn't a physical thing. It wasn't where we were out athlete. You know, they had better athletes, or just outplayed us. It sounds like we just mentally had some breakdowns that can be corrected as we move forward.
You know, it can be corrected, but the players have to want to correct them. And if they don't want to correct them, then it's going to continue to be the way it is. You know, we're going to continue to work. We're going to continue to coach. We're going to coach the way that we have the whole time. I can tell you that we're going to face a whole lot better team than we faced Friday night this coming week with Caldwell County, and we better be ready to strap it on. You know, those mistakes can be corrected if they want to be corrected. And you know, it's not that they don't want to, and I get that. I understand that. But it's losing focus and in the moment not trusting what you're coached to do. You know, we've said it before. It's like a golf swing that you have to repeat.
Reps.
That's right, and you keep doing it. And you can't keep making the same mistake. You have to trust in what you're doing, trust in what you're coaching, and be aggressive and physical doing it and making sure that you take responsibility for your own actions and don't point fingers someplace else.
Well, as you say, we've got a tougher one coming up. We'll talk about Caldwell County on Thursday in the podcast. And get better from this week. Crittenden County loses 29-20. Thank you, Coach Starn.
All right, buddy. Thank you.